You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
And just a reminder that we'll be taking your calls at the end of this interview as Dr. Yoni Friedhoff at 1-800-580-2372, 1-800-580-2372, to get in line and all set up for our second hour. Looking forward to your calls. As always, the lines fill up very quickly, and we tend to spend time answering your questions. So if you want to get in early, please go right ahead and do so in about 20 minutes from now at 1-800-580-2372. You have heard the advertisements ad nauseum. Promises of shedding weight made easy and safely. There are testimonials about the efficacy of the various weight loss approaches and how it can change your life. It's a multi-billion dollar industry that, according to two physicians authoring this week's Canadian Medical Association Journal editorial, it needs oversight, regulation, and evidence to support the claims. I'm pleased to introduce and welcoming back to our show Dr. Yoni Friedhoff, obesity medicine specialist and medical director of the Bariatric Medical Institute. How are you doing, Yoni?
I'm good, Barry. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And this is a great topic because it goes along with what I was talking about earlier in the show, just before our interview with Dr. Hughes, but a book I'm reading called Bad Science by Dr. Ben Goldacre, where his focus is on teaching people how to be better detectors at false claims or at least suspect claims, to know what questions to ask, to know what to say and do when someone is giving you a claim or saying something's going to work great for you, the basic steps to try and protect yourself. And so I wanted to start off and ask to you what prompted both you and Dr. Sharma to write about this issue now.
Well, you know, we've actually wanted to write about this issue for years, but we only finally got people to agree to let us write it for them. But really, we both work as medical directors of weight management clinics. Obviously, I'm at BMI, the Bariatric Medical Institute. Arya is the head of Canada's largest tertiary care weight management program, WeightWise, in Edmonton, Alberta. And consequent to what we do, we, of course, pay attention to and listen to the claims and the recommendations and suggestions and advertisements that other people put out with regards to weight management. And for years, we've listened to ridiculous claims, nonsensical claims, and at times, overtly fraudulent claims, because we knew that the people who were making the claims, in some cases medical doctors, knew better.
What are some of the claims and approaches that are used by weight loss centers that have drawn your ire, or at least in general for the medical community when looking at these things? What are some of the examples that you've seen?
Well, we'll just lump them all into the category of claims that you simply can't support with an evidence base. So there were two that we singled out in the editorial specifically. One was the notion that B vitamin injections played a role in the dissolution or dissolving of fat tissue, either the localized dissolution or a generalized dissolution and enhancement of weight loss. And that particular claim is a very prevalent claim. And unfortunately, for the folks who I believe perhaps have signed up to programs consequent to that claim, it doesn't have any merit in the medical literature. And I think the reason it doesn't have merit in medical literature is because, in fact, it does not help with weight loss. If it did, of course, you'd be administering B12 injections in your clinic subcutaneously. I would be out of business because everybody would be skinny, and it would be a very different world. The other big target we took on were the herbal products, the weight loss in a bottle type scams, where the bottles make fantastic claims of miraculous, effortless weight loss, or boosting of metabolism, or blocking of the absorption of carbohydrates or calories or what have you. And in those cases, there actually is a very robust evidence base to refute the majority of those claims, yet those products are still on the shelves of pharmacies and natural health food stores and weight management clinics who specifically focus on the delivery of herbs. And so those were the two main targets and most obvious targets that we took on in this editorial.
So is it that people are making an assumption that given the advertisements, given the availability of these various methods that claim to help people lose weight, that because no one is saying anything to challenge it, or there are no health authorities that are challenging it, that the assumption is that therefore they must be okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement, Barry. I think it's a very wise statement. The thing is that people who are hoping to lose weight are often quite desperate to do so, having tried many times before and having failed many times before. And for them to hear an advertisement, especially an advertisement that sounds reputable, for instance, an advertisement that's being pitched by a physician, the expectation, of course, is that were this physician making a claim that was non-back-upable, then the college ought to have stopped this physician from doing so. So, yes, the fact that the college has not been more aggressive about stopping some of the nonsense that's out there might well contribute to people getting taken in by these types of approaches. And then, of course, slick advertising. Slick advertising is a powerful thing. Mm-hmm. That's why advertising's big business out there.
Are there any regulations in place now from the college that is in place that can deal with this today?
I think so. So, you know, that's one of our calls to action, is for the college to actually do something sooner rather than later. There's no need to wait. You know, it's possible that, you know, years ago, 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have as much of an evidence base, and so people were practicing more on the I hope this works, I think this might work sort of background. But nowadays, with such a robust evidence base, there's just no excuse to not make real recommendations and supportable recommendations. And so in Canada, certainly in Ontario, it's illegal for physicians specifically and any allied health professionals to knowingly mislead the public, either by omission of facts, by twisting facts, or by making fraudulent statements. And so the college currently has the power to crack down on any physician who is shown to be making false or misleading statements. And our hope certainly is that with some of the attention drawn by this editorial, that the college may in fact choose to finally do something about this and put an end to really what amounts to healthcare fraud.
So what are the health consequences then for some people who follow these diets or plans or take these pills? What have you seen with regards to evidence of the outcomes of people who use these things?
Well, so many of these programs promote very rapid weight loss. And so we know from the evidence base that rapid weight loss has some risks and consequences. The risks of rapid weight loss include the formation of gallstones, and I would be willing to wager there are a lot of gallbladders that have been removed over the years in Canada due to overly aggressive weight loss attempts. But the consequences, I think these are the ones that matter more to people trying to lose weight. It's been shown that when people lose weight rapidly, overly rapidly, and that would be more than, you know, at more than 3-4 pounds a week, that the weight that's lost, a disproportionate amount of it, is from muscle. And so muscle is what burns the majority of our day's calories. And so when people do these programs, which by definition must have non-sustainable approaches, you simply can't enjoy a lifestyle that leads to that rapid a weight loss. When these people ultimately give up on the program, even if they've lost oodles of weight, they'll give up because the life is just too difficult to live that way. When they finally give up, they've now lost so much muscle that when they gain their weight back, they'll often gain back more than they lost in the first place. And so they're worse off at the end of this whole phenomena than at the beginning, both in terms of their pocketbooks, because many of these programs are exceedingly expensive, and also in terms of their health and their weight. They're also discouraged and may be far less likely to seek real help down the road.
So what are some of the claims, if someone was using their radars and trying to, cut through the claims and looking for the warning signs of what should say, you know what, I probably should think about this twice before committing to it. What are some of the claims that should raise some concerns among consumers?
Well, the most general claim or the most general statement I could make is that if it sounds too good to be true, it almost certainly is. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as effort-free weight loss. And really, there's no way to guarantee that a person will keep their weight off long-term. And so when you hear words like guarantee or effortless, I would suggest that those are red flag-style words. The weight loss program that a person should be considering shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all program. people are very different. We have different lifestyles. We have different job requirements. We have different family obligations, time commitments, food likes and dislikes. So a one-size-fits-all diet is likely going to fail a very large proportion of people. A good program should include both nutritional, behavioral, and fitness components. The nutritional advice we feel should be delivered by physicians or registered dietitians. Exercise shouldn't be started at a pace that's likely to lead to injury. So the programs that rely on incredibly large and rapid amounts of exercise are also often non-sustainable. You want to look for reasonable goals, so, you know, 1 to 3 pounds per week, without any guarantee or implication that the amount of weight will be huge in terms of how much is lost. Really, we should be steering people to aim for 5 to 10% of their weight lost. We feel that programs shouldn't require huge sums of money right up front and should also provide for at least partial refunds. If your diet provides you too few calories, so less than 800 a day or less than 1,200 a day if it is the minimum amount we would recommend, less than that in rare occasions when supervised by physicians. And we don't think that any program should require the use of any products, supplements, vitamins, or injections. Mm-hmm. Those should be optional things, because if you require those things, clearly, if you stop those things, the likelihood is you'll gain your weight back.
Now, should centers also provide outcome data? That is, if a claim is being made, they say, you know, 50% or 75% of our clients or our patients keep their weight off after they finish our program. That's one thing to make the claim, but I'm a bit concerned because there are certain aspects to making claims and looking at data that need to be understood. For example, is the data being published? Is it subject to peer evaluation? Is there cherry picking? Is there elimination of people in the group that may not have gone through the whole treatment program that have dropped out and so they're ignored? Are there selection biases? Is randomization of the study being done appropriately? Are there errors in randomization? Those kind of things. And I would think that that should be part and parcel if you're claiming a health benefit to what you are doing, that you should provide data structured in a way that can be reviewed and analyzed as any other medical therapy is, to be able to make that assessment.
I would agree 100%. And that's where people like the Competition Bureau can also be involved, because they too exist in Canada. And to make a claim on air about, for instance, your success rates should therefore mean that that claim can be subject to investigation. Without mentioning names, I know there is one organization that makes claims where, if true, they are in fact better than the outcomes of bariatric surgery, our current gold standard in weight loss. And so if you're going to make a claim as dramatic as the ones that you can often hear on the radio, if you can't substantiate that claim, again, it's more grounds for both people like the colleges of allied health professionals, or if there's not an allied health professional involved, the Competition Bureau, to come and say, listen, you made this claim, can you show me how you can back it up? And if you can't, obviously there ought to be consequences for that.
So in the end, what has the response been? What has happened with regards to the editorial?
The response has been phenomenal, actually. I haven't seen any negative reports with regards to the editorial. It's had honestly over 300 different media hits, and they're still coming in, for instance, like this show. And, you know, we really hope that given the incredibly large amount of support and the 100% support rate of, you know, the pieces that we've read on it in the newspapers and the editorials we've read about it, the TV pieces that have been done on it, that clearly this would identify this problem as being a problem that matters to Canadians, and hopefully one that will therefore matter to people like the Competition Bureau, like the Colleges of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario.
Yoni, once again, always a pleasure having you on air, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about this again.
Thank you, Barry.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Dr. Yoni Friedhoff is an obesity medicine specialist, the medical director of the Bariatric Medical Institute, co-authoring an editorial that appeared in this week's Canadian Medical Association Journal with Dr. Arya Sharma. encourage you to read it and get some more information. I think this is a very valid point that is being made, and really, I just can't stand seeing people duped. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin. You're listening to Sunday House Call. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.